And away we go. We're off and running. Thursday, March the 5th, 2020. 14 and a half minutes past the hour, 3-5-2020. And away we go here on the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride this morning. Hope you're having a great morning wherever you are. Well, I like to start off the morning by giving an update on what I have deemed and termed Illness 2020. Now, on Monday, I came in with some kind of illness, and it was just kind of amping up. Really had no symptoms, you know, no cold, no sore throat, nothing like that. Was just kind of run down, felt a little achy, but we made it through Monday okay. Tuesday, I was lucky if I could see straight, barely could speak into the microphone, didn't know what was going on. I'm not even sure I was here Tuesday. Now, thank goodness, somebody brought me a large Diet Coke on Tuesday out of the kindness of their heart. They took pity on me. I thank them for that. Somebody brought me some apple butter as a late birthday gift on Tuesday. I thank them for that. Because I don't know that I would have made it through Tuesday without that help. But Tuesday, bad. Bad, bad day. Now, yesterday, I felt that I was kind of coming out of things. I was still feeling a little bit under the weather, but I was moving a little faster, feeling a little better. The day moved along a little better. I thought I was in the right direction. Now, and yesterday I didn't even really think I was sick. I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm taking all this NyQuil and DayQuil, and that's really what's keeping me kind of slow moving at this particular point. But then we had a call yesterday morning. If you were listening to the show, somebody called in and said that I might have the blahs and said that I maybe might be getting housebound and possibly that I might have a heart problem, that I should get my heart checked out. And of course, you know, when somebody tells you you might have a heart problem, even when they're not a doctor, you think, well, maybe I should get that checked out. Now, of course, I did not get that checked out yesterday, but with a simple blood test, which I'm sure is what would have done it, but I did start to feel better as the day went on. So, if I was having some kind of heart issue yesterday, my heart must have kicked in, because I did start to feel a little bit better. Now, this morning, I do have to say that I feel with it. Now, this broadcast will really tell if I'm with it or not, but I do feel more with it than probably any day this week. And oddly enough, I never did develop a cold, I never did develop a headache, I never did develop nausea, I never did develop a sore throat, nothing that comes with the flu. So I'm not even sure what I had. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where it went. Now, I am still a little low energy. I will say that. I still don't quite have the energy level back up to where it once was. But I do definitely feel better. But as a precaution this morning, I did still take another dose of DayQuil because I did not want to come in here and start to feel bad. Because now I've got that sickness paranoia that if I don't take the medicine, I'll drift back into the sickness. Because I'm still not sure, not having gone to the doctor, if it was a viral infection or if it was a bacterial infection. Now, a bacterial infection, you obviously treat with antibiotics. And I did not do that because I did not go to the doctor. So, I don't know. And a viral infection you can't treat with antibiotics. So I'm not really sure if I had a viral infection or have a viral infection or a bacterial infection, but I do know that whatever it is, cross my fingers and knock on wood, I do feel a little bit better today. Still a little low energy, but the aches and pains have pretty well subsided, and I don't think I was ever running a fever through this, which is a good thing. So I feel like I'm pointed in the correct direction at this particular juncture. We can only hope. And hopefully we'll make it through this program today a lot easier than we have the last couple days. But you know, boy, when you get sick like that, it does leave your body in an energy crisis to where you just don't have the energy that you once did. But here's the good sign of this whole thing. I did get up, first time this week that I got up early enough to make it to McDonald's and get the large Diet Coke. So, if nothing else, I do have my large Diet Coke here, and I was able to make it to McDonald's this morning, which to me is a plus and a victory for this morning. So, that's where we are at this particular point. And I also, you know, my heart seems to be moving rapidly this morning, so I think I might make it through the day. Do want to remind you, the Charlie Evers Show will be on after this program today, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. He's got great giveaways to Smoothie King and, I believe, Panda Express. And we still have this Jags koozie we'd like to give away. We also have, what else do we have going on today? Oh, a swap shop with Glenn Coble from 12:10 to 1 p.m., where you can sell all your used items, all that good stuff. Swap shop with Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m., and all kinds of other great programming here on WWGH Radio, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. You won't want to miss any of that. Now, oh, here's a story from yesterday. Now, yesterday, there are certain foods that I don't normally eat. Not because I don't like them, just because I don't keep them in the house. I keep certain foods in the house that I know I like, I know I'm going to eat, and I really don't stray outside of that very often. And to be honest with you, I really don't keep potato chips or anything like that around the house, or ice cream or things like that, normally, because I just don't eat a whole lot of that stuff. Now, that being said, yesterday, because I was not feeling great, I had a friend who was going out to run some errands. And I said, hey, while you're out, can you grab me a large Diet Coke? And I thought, oh, okay, this will be good. This will be refreshing in the middle of the day. So this person goes out and they grab me a large Diet Coke. And I don't know why, but I thought, you know, pretzels sound good. I have not had pretzels in a long time. So I said to this person, can you grab me some pretzels while you're out as well? And they did, very kindly, got the pretzels. And they brought the pretzels back. And for some reason, these pretzels tasted so delicious yesterday. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's because I didn't feel great. I don't know if it's because I had not had pretzels in a while. I don't know if it was the combination of the pretzels and the diet soda. I really don't know what it was, but these pretzels tasted so good. And I will also tell you, there were other people in the room when I was eating these pretzels, and I don't think anybody did not come over and try the pretzels. Which got me to thinking, I don't know that I've ever known anybody who did not like pretzels. Is there anybody in the world who does not like pretzels? Is there anybody out there in the listening audience who doesn't like pretzels? I know it's an odd question, but everybody was eating them yesterday. Thank goodness the person who went out and got the pretzels got the big industrial-sized jar of pretzels from Gordon's, so we had enough pretzels to get through the day. But does anybody not like pretzels? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. And also, if you do like pretzels, because we're into recipes on this show now, how do you eat your pretzels? Now, yesterday, obviously, we did it plain. But I know a lot of people melt cheese on them. I know a lot of people dip pretzels in different things. I've seen people dip pretzels in ranch dressing, which is a little different. But I've seen them do that. Does anybody do anything special with pretzels or make any special dishes with pretzels? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. But boy, those tasted good yesterday. Delicious. Now here's something else I saw yesterday. I saw two young high school kids. Okay? Now, maybe this is a new thing. I have no idea. But maybe this is a sign of where I am in life. But, okay. Yesterday, it was a guy and a girl. Two young kids. Boy and a girl, I guess you'd say. High school age. And the girl was listening to music. I think it was music through her earbuds. You know, the things you stick inside your ear canal so you can listen to music, the thing that have kind of replaced headphones. And I guess she wanted the guy to hear the song that she was listening to. So they were going to share these earbuds. So she takes the earbud out of her ear, one of them. She leaves one earbud in her ear, and she takes the other earbud out of her ear and puts it in the guy's ear. So now she's got one earbud in her ear and one earbud in his ear. Now you've got to remember that these earbuds were just down in her ear canal. Now these are not headphones that you just place over top of your ears. These are earbuds that go down in your ear canal. Now, I'm thinking to myself, if she this is cold and flu season. If she has any type of bacterial infection or ear infection or anything going on in her ear, she just jammed that earbud in his ear, and he's going to get it because now that earbud is deep in his ear. And then I was also thinking that with that earbud in his ear, if he has any kind of bacterial infection, if he has any kind of illness, when she sticks that thing back in her ear, that's going to be a mess too. Because you know they don't clean these things every time they use them. There's no way. And then I'm also thinking, because this is how I think, well, if this is a common practice, how many people's ears have this girl's earbuds been in? How many times has she stuck her earbuds in somebody else's ears? This is kind of disgusting to me. But here's the thing. I think it's like a new age type of a love gesture. You know, like in the old days, maybe we wrote a note, or we sent a card, or something like that. You know, that's how we showed love. Well, now, in the new age, apparently love is taking an earbud and jamming it in somebody else's ear. Now, does this sound romantic to you? Do you have kids and grandkids who are doing this? Do you worry about this? Do you clean people's earbuds? Because everybody's got them now. Everybody's listening to music all the time. A lot of people even use them to talk on their telephone. Does anybody know anything about this? Because I saw it for the first time yesterday, and I'm telling you, it was, I think it was meant romantically, to be honest with you, or maybe just friendly. I don't know. But looking at it, it was kind of appalling to me, to be honest. Now, I know that sounds like old and codgery, but I think it's because I've been ill. And if somebody took something out of their ear and jammed it in my ear, I just don't think I would like that. I think that would be a problem with me. And then I'm thinking about senior citizens. Well, maybe now a senior citizen or a person with a hearing problem, maybe the loving thing would be to take your hearing aid out and jam it in somebody else's ear. You know, take one of your hearing aids out, put it in somebody else's ear, and this would be a loving gesture. I don't know. That was just the craziest thing I had ever seen. Does anybody know anything about this? give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm telling you, when you put earbuds in your ears, you need to leave the earbuds in your ears and not mix them up. And how many people actually clean those things when they take them in and out of their ears? I don't think a whole lot of people are cleaning those things. I hate to make such a federal case about this, but there is so much illness going around now. This is a surefire way to transmit illness. And I'm thinking to myself, we have so much illness now, and we're having such a bad cold and flu season that the urgent care is inundated with people. I'm thinking to myself, is this one of the reasons why? Is it our lifestyle now? Is it now how we handle things? Holy moly. I was just trying to think to myself, if somebody handed me their earbud and said, put this in your ear and listen to this song, I don't know if I could do it. I think what I would probably do is put the earbud in my hand and maybe put it next to my ear enough to where I could hear the song. I might do that. But as far as jamming it in my ear, I just don't see that. I don't think that would be a thing for me. But who knows? It was just so strange. You know, I was just perfectly happy with the pretzels and the soda. And then it turned into kind of like a movie, because I was eating the pretzels and the soda while this whole earbud thing was going on. Ay, ay, ay. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, how's it going?
Nice sunny day out.
It is a nice sunny day. A little cooler than yesterday, but that's not... We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. Sun puts everybody in a better mood, you know? When it's sunny, when it's cloudy, everybody's in a crappy mood.
Yes, everybody does seem to be in a little worse of a mood when the sun is not out.
I don't know, I should have used the word crappy, but...
Well, I was trying to... There's a vitamin that comes from the sun. I think it's vitamin D.
I think so. I think it's like D12 or whatever it is.
But I think it helps people get in a happier mood.
It sure does. But, I just tuned in just a second ago. I heard you talking about the illness.
Yes.
I agree with you. It's a lot more illness. What you know, I think it's what it is. It's just the society that we live in now. A lot more electronics are being used. Certainly, you think we can get these viruses under control with all the technology we have now, but I don't know what's going on with that. But taking all the technology that we have in research and health, we can get these viruses under control pretty fast. But seems like, and especially, China. China has, a population of a lot of people, so that doesn't help. One person gets sick, then millions die. You know what I mean? I mean, this is the way it goes over there. I don't know. It is a weird situation, but I'm like you. I don't know if I can share a device with somebody.
Well, I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know that was the way to show somebody that you cared about them, was to share your earbuds.
I didn't know that either. And I heard you say that this morning. I was like, oh, okay. That must be a new thing, huh? A new,
Well, I mean, I get the idea that, they're trying to let them listen to the songs that they're listening to, and they don't want to turn the music on in a classroom, but earphones are different. Earphones go over the ears, but earbuds sit down in your ear canal. Why in the world would you take something that was down in your ear canal and jam it in somebody else's ear?
Well, don't they jam it in somebody else's ear?
Do what?
Don't That's what they're doing. They can jam in somebody's ear.
Well, that's what I think they do. I mean, you got to get it in there pretty good, or it won't stay.
I didn't know that's what they were doing. I thought they just gave it to you. You put it in yourself.
Well, maybe they jam it in their own ear. I don't know. But I know I know how those earbuds work, and I know that you cannot just set them in your ear. You got to really kind of push them down in there, or they'll pop out.
Yeah. You put them down in the what you said, I thought they, people were just going around and jamming earbuds in people's ears. That's why I took it as.
Well, I think that happens sometimes, too. I think they say, here, listen to this, and they jam it in their ear.
Yeah. You know, I hate to switch the subject before, besides the health and everything, but I have a little conversation at work, because I have these conversations at work. And yesterday, we were having a conversation at lunch with a group. And, they had that prison break yesterday. Not prison break, I should say. A guy that came from the business yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, River Valley and all these schools, they have this app now on their phone, and they let all the parents know, hey, the school is locked down and all this, right? So the lady I was working with had kids that go to River Valley. So she gets the message on her phone or whatever. And we was telling her, and we were talking about, back in the days when we were going to school, of course, we didn't have that technology. But people didn't bring knives and stuff like that to school. We were talking about different situations. We talked about that situation, and they just got into the knives and all this. We had cops come to schools, different drugs and stuff like that, but these guns and everything else are nowadays that these people are bringing to school, I don't remember having on it. I mean, maybe once in a great while, you might hear here and there, somebody might have brought a gun or something, but. But mostly it was like drugs. I mean, do you remember that when you were in school? When you was in school, that we really didn't have that kind of crime.
I don't remember guns and knives, but I do. I think it's just a change in society. I mean, I don't remember the number of school shootings that there were when I was in school either. So I think times have changed, and people have a little different attitude about school and what kids can have and can't have and have access to.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It has to be something that's causing the. A lot of times when people say, well, it's the game system. Well, they had game systems when I was in high school. And I was never much of a gamer, but they had game systems now. I mean, yeah, we had Sega. We didn't have, like, all this new technology like they do nowadays, the newer stuff. But we did have game systems. But, yeah, we had, like, Mario Brothers and stuff like that. We had shooting games, when I was in the school and stuff. But I think it's just, I don't know what it is. It has to be something, like you said, times are changing, and honestly, I just think it's probably something to do with the crowd. I don't know. I mean, what is your opinion on that?
Well, I say I think times have just changed. Now, I do think that there is something to be said for video games, because in the older days, it was Pac-Man, and it was Mario Brothers, and it was Sonic the Hedgehog. Those really were not violent games. But now, they do have violent games, where the whole point is to go through and shoot people. And you're a person, and you're trying to shoot people. The closest that Nintendo ever got to that was Duck Hunt. It was about hunting. It wasn't about hunting people and killing people. So I think, that has some impact on it. And I also think that movies...
When I was in school, we had Mortal Kombat and stuff like that, like fighting games. So yeah, you're right. I see what you're saying, like the deadly games that we're referring to.
Well, yeah, I mean, the biggest game, I think, is Grand Theft Auto, and it's named after a crime.
I do like that game. I do like playing that game.
So, it's different. Even Mortal Kombat was not about shooting pedestrians.
I played those games before. It doesn't mean I'm going to go out and do crimes. People are the product of their own environment. And, you know, like I said, I play those games over the years. I mean, it doesn't make me go out and want to shoot somebody or you know, go steal a car. I mean, it's people's morals.
Well, I think that's the problem, though. If you grow up in a bad environment, I don't think that helps.
No, exactly right. You're exactly right. And if people don't get help, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame what it is. And a lot of people do it for, you know, either spite or whatever's going on in their life. You know, they don't care what's going on. I mean, I don't know. We definitely have to try to get it out of control. This is going to get worse.
Well, bullying is worse now, and the internet has made it possible to bully people to people you don't even know. You can just put anything out there you want, put any pictures out there you want, do anything you want on the internet to try to make somebody feel awful, and that's no fun.
Yeah, I mean, you've been bullied on social media and tabloids, and
but I don't really think too much about that. But I would think if I was...
No, right. I mean, it doesn't bother you, but I'm just saying...
Right, but if I was maybe a 15-year-old kid, it might.
Exactly, right. Because they're not fully developed. They don't understand how crazy people can be. People are crazy. I mean, let's just put it all on the table. I mean, there are some crazy people out there that are loose cannons there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you know, they live all around us, and you just have to face the reality that they're there and try to hopefully they can get some help one day, you know?
Well, you hope, but I don't know. I just hope that we can keep everything to a level to where nothing bad ever happens in this community, and hopefully nothing bad ever happens in any other community, because it's a sad, sad thing to see what happens to a community after something like that happens.
I'm sorry. I mean, I understand that prisons bring money to communities and stuff like that. But I was thinking of myself. I was telling people, I think prisons should be out open at an open land, not in any major city or county. They need to be open like far out land by themselves. And, I mean, let's face it, because, you know, when people, we have three prisons in Marion, okay? We're going to use three prisons in Marion. And, we'll say, one of their loved ones gets transferred to Marion. They're going to migrate here, right? They're going to migrate here. Yes, that possibly bring some money into back to Marion. But the problem is, crime comes as well. And I just think prisons should be out in no man's land by themselves. Instead of downtown or in a county, they all need to be out by open land all by themselves. I mean, that's my opinion. So I think all the prisons should be they shouldn't be in a community, if that's what I'm trying to come out. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the practicality of that becomes difficult, because how much open land is there, and the people who work there are going to have to drive to these places, and like you said, the people who want to move closer to their family, they're still going to do that, even if they're in an open field. They're just going to find the closest town and live there.
Yeah, true. I guess that makes sense. But, I guess it really doesn't really matter. Yeah, I guess either way you look at it, I guess. But, or maybe to set up like apartments around the prison, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, here's an interesting subject, because this was a subject that we were thinking about doing on a podcast with Abby and Michelle and I. We haven't got this podcast done yet, but we want to do a podcast on forgiveness, and I think this is interesting, because when do you forgive somebody? Do you forgive them, and can you forgive, or do you hold grudges? Now, what do you think about that?
Well,
Are you still alive? Hello?
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry.
I can hear you. What happened there?
Okay, something happened to my phone.
Technical difficulties.
Okay, there we go. I see that. We were more live broadcast. You never know what happens. Okay. Well, you know, I try not to hold grudges forever, but sometimes, you know, that's an interesting topic I got.
That's why I think this podcast is going to be interesting, because
exactly.
Forgiveness is a big topic.
It sure is, because it depends on how you were hurt, or, you know, how you were treated. Because I still have a grudge on some people that I don't know if I'll ever forgive. You know?
I know some of those people.
Yeah, and it's this reality that, you know, it's, I don't know. I honestly think I'm one of those kind of people who can hold a grudge.
Well, I think it depends on what did they do to you. Do you forgive them but still not talk to them? See, there's an aspect of the grudge and the forgiveness that people don't talk about. Now, there are people who I'm willing to forgive and I don't think about, but I'm not going to be friends with them again because I know what kind of people they are.
True.
So people True. Might say I haven't forgiven them, but the truth of the matter is that I have forgiven them. I'm just not stupid enough to go back around them where they can do more damage.
True. That's true. And you know, by forgiving them, I guess that makes you feel more better, I guess, inside. But in reality, does it really help anything? Chances are probably not.
It might help you never forget. So it's not forgetting it. So I don't know that it makes you feel better inside. I just think what forgiveness is, you know, you don't, it's not creating anger in you anymore. Because if it doesn't create anger, then it's probably not on your mind a whole lot, and maybe only brought up when that person is brought up. So yeah, I think that's forgiveness, just getting rid of the anger. Because obviously you don't forget what happened. Nobody's getting Alzheimer's and forgetting the incident. But I think forgiveness is getting rid of the anger toward that person that goes along with it.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yes, if you don't, I see what you're saying, and maybe less stress you have in your life by thinking about it. Yeah, but you know what? When I see those people, it makes me angry.
Well, see, that's you probably haven't forgiven them yet.
Probably not. And I probably never will, because over the years, it happened more than once. So, I mean, I they say you want it to happen once, shame on you, it happened twice, or how would that go? What is that slogan? How's that go again?
Do it to me once, shame on me. No, do it to me once, shame on you. Do it to me twice, shame on me.
So there you go. So I'm not gonna.
I don't know if Michelle and Abby are forgivers though. Now I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna go out on a limb.
What are you talking about? Are they stern with you?
No, they're not stern with me. No, they're very nice. A matter of fact, Abby is the one who got me the pretzels and the diet soda yesterday.
Oh, my. Are you serious? When are you going to get her something?
Well, never. But I appreciate what she does for me. But here's the thing. I do.
Excited. Okay.
But no, here's... Yeah. Now, I think Michelle is a forgiver. A matter of fact, I'm sure that she is. I think Michelle would probably forgive just about anything. But now, Abby, I think... Now, she could hold a grudge.
Well, I think you can hold a grudge too, can't you?
Yeah, I can hold a grudge, but it takes a lot.
Yeah. But you're one of those passive... You're really passive. It takes you a lot to get angry.
Yeah, it takes me a lot to get angry. A matter of fact, in the 20 years that you have known me... Have you ever seen me get angry?
No, I don't. No, I tried. So, I tried so many times.
See, I don't get angry. I'm not.
And I did it on purpose. I just do it on purpose. You know, I like just aggravate you. You don't. You're like really. I think that's why your blood pressure is so low.
That's right. I'm even keel. Yeah, there are two things you've never seen. You've never seen me get angry, and what's the other thing you've never seen me do?
Cry.
I don't get angry, and I don't get upset. I don't know what the deal is with that. I think my tear ducts dried up sometime.
I mean, you had some tragedies in your life, and I should have seen it.
No, I had tragedies, and I just kept on trucking down the road.
Yeah.
But
I was like, wow.
But now here's the thing, is, of course, Abby just tuned in. You know she'd tune in just as soon as I say something bad about her. But she's telling me that grudges are bad for the soul. So this is good. Grudges, now that should be on a pillow. Grudges are bad for the soul.
That's true. I agree with her on that because they say you're supposed to forgive, you know. I guess that's why when people are in prison, they ask God for forgiveness before they go to the, you know, whatever they go, either the gas chamber. I don't know what they do nowadays.
I think if I was on my way to the gas chamber, I'd be asking for forgiveness too.
No, I mean, think about it. When you're in prison, I mean, there's all these people that create these crimes and stuff. They find Christ. They find Christ.
Well,
and you know, I mean.
God bless them, I guess. I don't know. All I'm saying is that, listen, Abby was so nice to me yesterday. I got to point this out again because I don't think she heard this. She bought me...
She's a nice person.
I'm not denying that. She bought me an industrial-sized thing of pretzels from Gordon Foods and a large Diet Coke.
Good Lord!
Yes, she's...
You needed an industrial... You used to have some of that?
Oh, yeah. She's okay. She's very, very nice. She's very, very kind. And I kid her because I know she can take it, but she's a very nice and kind person. All I'm saying is when I look at the makeup of these two ladies, I know that Michelle would probably forgive, and Abby, I think, could hold a grudge. Matter of fact, I know Abby's holding a grudge. Huh?
I just told you it's bad for the soul, so I doubt if she's ready to hold a grudge. Maybe for a day or so, but I don't know if it's forever.
And she bought me honey pretzels. Have you ever had honey pretzels? Ooh, those are good.
I'm not a big honey eater.
Oh, you wouldn't even know it. These are so good. You would love these honey pretzels, I'm telling you. But I'm saying...
I've met Abby and Michelle. They're really nice people.
Oh, they are very nice people. I love Abby and Michelle. Abby and Michelle are two of the nicest people I have met in the last year. I mean, I really consider them good friends now. We're not just coworkers; we're buddies. If they needed bailed out of jail, I would come and bail them out of jail in the middle of the night. You know, we're that type of friends right now. But
would you bail me out of jail?
No, I would leave you and I'd leave you to rot for the night.
That's how it is, huh?
Well, I would hope they maybe would put you on some kind of exercise program or something. But
okay, see, I knew there was going to be a dig here this morning, somewhere down the line.
No, I'd bail you out of jail. There are only three people I'd bail out of jail. I'd bail you out of jail, and I would bail Abby and Michelle. If those are the only three phone calls that I would take in the middle of the night, I would get in my, you know, I'd throw on my clothes, I'd get in my car, I'd drive out to the jail, I'd say, Sheriff Bailey, give me the bill. I got to get these criminals out of jail.
Well, I'd go to the state trooper.
Listen, if you or Abby or Michelle were in jail, I would come bail you out. I'd say, let's get you out. Let's take you. Let's sober you up. Let's slap you around. And let's get you home.
Did you say slap us around?
Well, you got to say, why were you in prison? Why were you in jail? What was going on here?
Oh, man.
No, but I would. You're the only three that I would bail out of jail. I'm going on record here. I think that's a nice thing of me to say. Because
that is a nice thing.
Yes, yeah. Because I you know, you and I go way back. And Abby and Michelle, who I haven't known as long, but I really, you know, we're friends. We really have a good relationship. We're more than coworkers. We're friends. We laugh together. They are very nice to me. I mean, I've never denied that. So, you know, yes, I would bail you three out of jail. But also, conversely, I don't know if you guys would bail me out of jail. So you don't know.
I'll bail you out of jail. Matter of fact, I was going to do something for you nice before, you know, about the car situation. Remember, I was going to help you out on that. So.
Well, yes, I think you would. I just say I don't know if they would bail me out of jail.
I think they would.
They might, but I would. I would answer the phone if because most people I don't answer the phone in the middle of the night. If the phone rang and it was your number or it was Abby or Michelle, I would say, okay, what do you need? What happened? Who'd you kill? Let me go bail you out of jail.
Who we killed?
Well, who you killed?
I don't know if we're getting out of jail. If we killed somebody, I don't know if we're going to get out of jail that night. I think it could be something not as tragic.
Oh, by the way, I need to ask you here because Abby and Michelle and I were talking about this. Well, Michelle was, and I haven't seen Michelle this week, but Abby and I were talking about this the other day about when we take this road trip. Do you want to drive this road trip podcast?
Sure.
All right, so you'll be the designated driver for the road trip podcast. You're taking on more on your hands here than you think you are because the three of us in the back seat of this whatever we're going to be taking, this could be dangerous.
I think it'd be interesting.
Well, it's going to be interesting because we might get into this.
Hey, we could take a trip to the Pawn Stars and not Pawn Stars. That's in Las Vegas. We could go to that pawn place in Detroit.
Yeah, we can. Detroit's a 2-hour trip. I think we could do Detroit. And can you imagine the fun the four of us would have up in the Motor City, Detroit, Motown?
Four of us. Who's the four?
Me, you, Michelle, and Abby.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so we'll all drive up to Detroit.
Yeah.
We'll have a good day in Detroit. There's some good restaurants up there, and we'll have a nice time, and it'll be a lot of fun. But I do think Abby could hold a grudge, but I'm not saying that's negative. I'm just saying, so I think I will hold a grudge against certain people. I just don't think Michelle could hold a grudge.
Right.
That's it. That's not a knock.
No. All right, well, I hate to jump off of here, but I have to, go to the old grind, I guess you say.
Well, at least we've got everything planned out now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you guys just have to let me know what day, and I can try to work it out on my schedule.
We'll set the date, and we'll have a great time.
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, see ya.
All right, phone lines are open. For about 4 more minutes here before the top of the hour, this is what's going to happen, 740-383-9944. All right. I don't see. Abby says she wouldn't hold a grudge. Holding a grudge is not a negative comment. All I'm saying is I know there are certain people who hold grudges and certain people who don't hold grudges. Forgiveness. Let me say that. Maybe it's not hold a grudge. Maybe the term is no forgiveness. They can't forgive. And I think maybe that's what I'm saying in regard to Abby. I think Michelle could forgive just about anything. And that's a good trait to have. But I don't know if Abby could. Now, there are things that I can't forgive. Like, for example, if you were in World War II, you probably do not forgive Hitler. Now, I don't know how you would do that. If you were in a prison camp, I don't think you could forgive him. So there are just certain people that you don't forgive, even though it's a good thing. Forgiveness is tough. Now, I think you know when you've reached... Well, does anybody have an opinion on this? Can you forgive everything? Because sometimes we all say we can do that. But really, we really don't. We say we forgive it, but truthfully, deep down, we don't. We certainly don't forget it because we remember it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. Is there anybody out there who can forgive everything? Or are you somebody who can hold a grudge? I think that's an interesting question. I don't forget anything, but I can forgive a lot. But you know one thing I can't forgive is if I find out somebody lied to me. If I find out somebody... Now, if you are doing something bad and you tell me, I can forgive it. If you're doing something bad or did something bad and you come to me straight up and you say, I did this, it was bad, I can forgive that. I can say, okay, I can get past that. But if I find it out, if I find out you did something and you didn't tell me, and it's something that in some way involves me, or maybe it doesn't involve me, it's just I know that you lied to me about it, now that I can't forgive. And that will create a rift in a friendship, because I can't trust that person now. And if I can't trust you, then we got problems. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't be around you. It doesn't mean that I... it just means that I now realize who you are, and I realize what I'm dealing with. So I've got to be a little more protected around you, because I know what I'm in for. Because if I don't protect myself around you, then I'm going to end up in the same predicament that I was in before. All right, top of the hour. We're taking a break. Coming back with much more in about 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon and the Raptors.
No kid, you're among the seats.